So the learning today should be and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem and Sir. It should be a schus for Fushleim of Chaim Deib ben Merachel Kanali Abashay Derachel Nabadati ben Peril and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we begin the eighth Shar Shara Achzarius today, and the Arch Sadikim says like this. He says Achzarius he hepach harachmanas. Cruelty is the opposite of mercy. Kedekziv Achzari hema v'lo yirachmenu. That they're cruel and they show no mercy. You will not find this midah by tzaddikim. Achi b'nefesh rishayim. It's in the soul of rishayim. Kedichsev, rachmei rishayim achzari. The rachmanis of the wicked are cruel. The gam hamidah hazois nimtzis ba'azei panim. You also find this midah in brazen people. Kedichsev goy az panim asher lo yisafanim lezokin benar lo yochay. That if you have a brazen nation that doesn't respect the old and does not have rachmanis on the young. So you see that Azaz Panim is associated with Achzarius. Ukfayadata Ras Midas Azaz. And we already talked about earlier the opposite of Busha was Azaz, the evil, the negative aspect or the negativity associated with the Midas Azaz. Seilamad Raya Midas Achzarius. He says, go and learn the midah of cruelty from the midah of cruelty. Kila inyan tashlumei ishra. He says when it comes to the punishment for a wicked person, hamoyred v'hamamre, someone who rebels and does wicked things. Nemar, it says achmeri yavakshem brom umalach achzor yeshulach boy. He says the wicked man wants to rebel, but a cruel messenger will be sent against him. So from that. From that, you see that a Rasha, the punishment of a Rasha is what? Is Achzarius is sent against him. So that tells you a little bit about the association of this Midah, that this Midah is associated when a Malach comes to punish someone. It's called a Malach of Achzari. So obviously it's not associated with good things. Kol Achzari ein boi gemilas chasadim. Similarly, a cruel person does not have does not do chesed. That a good person does chesed, but a bad person despises his own relatives. A cruel person is very far from good midos. He's not going to have rachmanas. Some poor people, he's not going to lend them money when they need it. He's not going to give them anything. And it says regarding this, that he was gracious to the to poor people, lends to Hashem. Meaning that if he's saying here that a cruel person doesn't realize that when you help out an ani, when you help out someone in need, you're not only helping them, but you're actually also helping yourself at the same time. Because when you help someone out, that's a tremendous chus that you have for yourself. The Malbim says that since everything we have is really on loan from Hashem, when you extend the loan to someone else, causing him to be successful, to prosper, so now Hashem turns around and says, I'm going to pay you midah b'midah, then I'm going to cause you to prosper. So if you would even be selfish, you could still do chesed. But if you're cruel, you won't even do gemilas chasadim. Right? So if you're selfish, why would you do chesed? Because if I tell you that if you do chesed for someone else, you're also going to be rewarded. So you would say, okay, so I'm not doing it lishma. I'll do it shalai lishma. I'll give tzedakah because I want to be rich. Okay, but at least you're giving tzedakah. But the achzari doesn't even see it that way. He just sees it from a reference of I'm not interested in helping out anyone else in any way, even if it means I'm not going to benefit myself. And so that's the midah achzarius, causes that you don't even see the benefit to yourself. And Amar, it says, that good is the man who is gracious and lends. Everything he does with mishpat. Ashrei maskil el dol. Praiseworthy is the person who is wise to poor people. Biyimra, on the day of evil, when he's in trouble, Yimalteu Hashem will save him. V'chol eileim hipach achzari. All of this is the opposite of cruelty. It's the opposite with a cruel person. Kam hu lo yitzdar al tzoris chaverov. He doesn't get upset when his friends are in trouble. Kashadir b'davar amach, we find by davar amach, shamar v'ani bach alaysum levushi tzaki nesi, v'tzom nashu is filasi achegi sashav. That David HaMelech says, meaning David HaMelech had the opposite reaction. David HaMelech said that when my enemies were sick, I fasted and I wore sackcloth and I wanted that my tefillah should answer for them, meaning someone who is a rachem, who has rachmanas on everyone, even his enemies. Someone who's an achzar has achzarias not only to his enemies, but even to his quote unquote friends.